Let's take a look beyond the headlines now with Peter Dykstra. Peter is an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. On the line now from Atlanta, Georgia. Hey there, Peter. How you doing and what you got for us today?
Well, Steve, I'm doing okay, except like a lot of people, I'm battling the pollen here in the southeast. A friend of mine posted a picture of Lake Lanier, a big lake north of Georgia, and there was what appeared to be, from an aircraft, almost an iceberg of pollen floating down the lake. But I'm coping with it. The rest of us are coping with it, and that's the one down part to what's going to be a beautiful spring.
Well, and you got to admit that the trees and flowers love the pollen. Hey, what do you have for today?
Well, remember last month, the frigid temperatures in a lot of places. Texas got hit really hard and unexpectedly. The oil and gas industry got hit extra hard. Machinery, pipelines are frozen. Companies had nowhere to move their natural gas, even if they could, because the electricity they needed to run natural gas facilities and pipelines was nowhere to be found as the Texas grid failed. So the only choice that gas producers had in Texas was to increase their already toxic venting of greenhouse gases, particularly methane, by a factor of 5. All wasted, and the only thing it could do is contribute to a warming climate.
Instead of warming the people who were freezing in their homes with the power grid out, since they mostly used electricity to stay warm. Hey, what else do you have for us today?
This is from another big state, California, and it's potentially good news. California, of course, has led the nation in being aggressive about sources of air pollution. Their rules on diesel exhaust may have shown a huge health benefit. California's crackdown on diesel fumes from passenger vehicles, planes, locomotives, construction equipment reduced the impact of those diesel fumes by 78% last year compared to 51% for all the states still operating under the more lax federal rules.
Wow, so they saved a bunch of lives. And of course, during this pandemic, we know that particulates from fossil fuel, including diesel, make COVID worse, make people more likely to get sick and die.
And all of the factors that go into either failure or success in dealing with COVID, this is a unique one, but it's a big education on how conscientious enforcement can save lives and make our air easier to breathe.
Just recently, Peter, we saw the studies showing that around the world, some 8 million people every year die from particulates from burning fossil fuels, and 300,000 a year right here in this country. So now it's time for us to go to history class with Professor Dykstra. And what do you have for us today?
I've got volcanoes for 400, Steve.
Okay.
Indonesia's Mount Tambora erupted on April 5th, 1815. It's a 13,000-foot peak that in a flash became a 9,000-foot mountain. The top of that mountain sent dust and smoke and aerosols around the world in what was later called the Year Without Summer.
Yeah, that's right. When volcanoes erupt, they have these particulates that go in the high atmosphere and can kind of block out sunlight. How much did temperatures decline with this eruption of Tambora? Do you know?
It may be around 3 degrees Fahrenheit, and in some parts of the world, famine and malnutrition and starvation followed.
All right. Well, thanks, Peter. Peter Dykstra is an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, Steve. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories on the Living on Earth website, LOE.org.